From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Sources tell NPR the gunman, Chris Harper Mercer, who was behind yesterday's mass shooting in a Roseburg, Oregon Community College classroom, engaged the first victims he shot. But as time went on, according to witnesses, there was less engagement between Mercer and his victims. Sources say the gunman appeared to be randomly shooting to kill as many people as possible at Umpqua Community College. Police say Mercer killed 9 people and wounded 9 others before he died during an exchange of gunfire with officers. Oregon Governor Kate Brown reacted moments ago to the tragedy.
Oregon has worked continuously to prevent these kind of tragedies, but they continue to happen here and across the nation. And it is going to keep happening until we decide we want them to stop.
She says a conversation about guns has to take place, just not today. She called on residents to instead remember the lives lost and to keep in mind those survivors hospitalized in critical condition. Michigan officials have declared a public health emergency in the city of Flint. Member station WDET's Quinn Kleinfelter reports research shows a significant increase in the amount of lead found in children living in Flint since the city switched to a new water supply.
Last year, Flint canceled its water contract with Detroit, saying the cost was too high. The city is using water from the Flint River while it waits to join a system that draws from Lake Huron. But Flint residents complain the water smells bad, looks funny, and has made several people ill. A group of doctors recently went further, saying blood samples from children in Flint show double the amount of lead, in some cases triple the amount, that was found before the city switched its water supply. Lead can cause severe developmental problems, especially in young children. The ACLU, among other groups, want federal officials to order Flint to reconnect to Detroit's water supply. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.
The day before Pope Francis met at the Vatican Embassy in Washington with Kentucky County Clerk Kim Davis, who's become a symbol of the anti-same-sex marriage cause, the pontiff met privately with a longtime friend who has been in a same-sex relationship for 19 years. Here's NPR's Sylvia Poggioli.
Interviewed by CNN, Yayo Grassi, an openly gay man, said Pope Francis himself proposed the meeting. The call came in the weeks leading up to his visit to the U.S. Grassi is a former student of the Pope when Francis taught in Argentina in the 1960s. He came with his partner. Grassi says the Pope has long known that he's gay, but has never condemned him. He says he believes the Pope was misled into meeting Kim Davis, who has hailed her encounter with the Pope as an endorsement of her defiance of U.S. laws and refusal to issue same-sex marriage licenses. The Vatican has issued a statement saying the Pope met with several dozen persons that day and that the meeting with Davis should not be considered a form of support of her position.
This is NPR. The fate of more than 30 crew members of a cargo ship caught in Hurricane Joaquin remains uncertain. The Coast Guard has been searching for the 735-foot vessel named El Faro, but so far it has turned up nothing. The ship was headed to San Juan, Puerto Rico, when it was overcome by heavy weather off Bahamas. The Category 4 storm damaged homes, uprooted trees.